concerned about this this is situation, but I would point out in paragraphs 1 and 2, it references that no guarantee shall be made unless, which gives some flexibility, but in paragraph 3 of section 1702, it says the obligation shall be subject to condition that the obligation is not subordinate to other financing. Have you read the memorandum of law on this?
I have not read the full memorandum, no, but I've been briefed by counsel.
Would it shock you to know that if you read it and you pay attention to what's being said, and I have it right here, I'd be happy to give you a copy with my notes on it if you want them. It looks like it's a law school project where you're told to come up with an answer. Here's the question. Give me the right answer. Defend it the best you can. That's what it looks like. Because under this analysis, what it says is that if we close the loan in the morning and at lunch, somebody has an epiphany and says, you know what? I think that we should see if we can get some more money from somebody else, and we're going to subordinate that money, and we're not going to follow this paragraph. Because it doesn't, there is no line, and in fact, somebody raised that issue. The memorandum points out, somebody raised the issue, should there be a line between when the loan is granted and possible default? And they said, no, that's not necessary because the law doesn't say that. You can change it anytime you want to if the secretary thinks it's appropriate. Does that make good common sense? As Mr. Green pointed out to you, you don't have to be a lawyer to know good common sense. Does it make common sense that the Congress of the United States, responsible for setting our legislative policy, would say that you are not to subordinate, but under the interpretation of your lawyers, they could subordinate after lunch for a loan closed in the morning? Does that make good